You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Now, the question that is asked right after Matan Torah, why we have to learn about the Eved? What happened all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu picked the subject right after the climax. Ham Yisrael, they all turned to prophets. There was such elevation that they gained. So all of a sudden, right after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki tirne Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri? God is a slave of Hashem. He says, Roi Yelecha Avadim. He says in Matan Torah, we know. But the word be much better choice to talk about. For example, what mitzvah? Shabbat? Understand, but you're already commanded. You're commanded in the second Aseret Diberot that we have to be the Eved of Hashem. Why? Are you not surprised?
Because if you don't have emunah, then you both sell yourself as a slave.
That's true. Yes. That's true.
So you should both have your emunah.
But when you keep Shabbat, you don't have emunah? Why do you keep Shabbat? Why people they don't keep Shabbat?
If you don't have emunah, you cannot keep Shabbat. Because you don't
exactly. Have Shabbat. So it would be better feeding, matching mitzvah to Har Sinai to speak about Shabbat than Eved. Every mitzvah, it shows the fate of Yehudi. No? Because if you don't have emunah, so then why should I keep mitzvot? No? Sorry? Yes, okay. Okay. Yes.
That's why you have to be an Eved. He gave
good. So why we have to think about Avadim? Yes, you're right. You know, he took us out, you're an Eved. So now, why you right away you speak about the Eved, the servant? You're right. The problem here is, any mitzvah that we keep that shows we believe in Hashem, that's why we keep the mitzvot. No?
Yes.
So why you have to keep this subject?
Not because of arrogance, maybe?
By being Eved?
Even that,
no, he's a poor guy, you know, he had no choice. You know, he was under stress, he didn't know what to do. So, what does he do? No, what can he do? There's an interesting midrash. Of course, you were right, but there's a beautiful midrash that is brought. The reason that Ibn Shalom spoke about this particular mitzvah was because we just came out within 210 years. What was our status? We were Eved, we were served. So now Ibn Shalom gives us this mitzvah. Why? Because because at that moment we understand what Eved is all about. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us this mitzvah at the moment that we're coming to Mitzrayim to understand what Eved is going through. Understand the pain of the servant. That's how he picked this special command. Why? Because to understand the pain of other people is not an easy task. Why? Why is that easy? Because why?
Because we're not in their shoes.
Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch. When somebody, God forbid, is going through the pain, you know, what do you say? What do you say?
Sorry.
She'll be okay. Don't worry. Hashem Yazor. Bezad Hashem. Litis Mizmor. That's how you do. That's how you do. But do you really understand his pain? No, I don't understand his pain. You don't know what he's going through. You know, like let's say, if nobody gets in an accident, everybody drives nicely, you know, don't speed. Is that good?
Yes.
Yes? So how the body shop make money? How the lawyers make money? How the doctors make money? Huh? So that means here, people actually, they don't mind that people go through the pain. No?
When you go to a body shop, the guy tells you, I hope I see you soon. That's what he tells
you. So he gives you me Shabarach. Chas v'shalom. As a matter of fact, there was a story, an interesting story about Rosh Yeshiva. He was going around to collect money for the yeshiva. So he knocked on the very wealthy man's house. So the owner opened the door. He said, Kibbutz Harav, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim, Bechavot. He said, no, you know, I came here to tell you that we don't have heater in the yeshiva. No, people, no, they're under lots of pressure. We don't have even bread to eat. Come in. He said, you know, we haven't paid, you know, even the teachers for a few months. So, okay, come in. So he keeps, you know, explaining all the problems that, you know, the yeshiva is going through. So in the end, he went in. So the balabait, the wealthy man asked, it's okay, whatever you want I give you, but why you don't come in? He says, if I come in, you don't understand how cold it is. So I had to stand outside to feel the cold. And then I came in. It's way through. Straight through. That to really realize, you know, what hurts other people, the answer is not, you know, it's going to be okay. It's not the answer. It's the meaning you exempt yourself. That means, really, what is it to me? When you tell people it's going to be okay, that means, what is it to me? I have enough problem. I cannot, you know, take care of you. I have to go. Yeah, of course you have to go. We all have to go. But here, but somebody needs your help. Somebody is going through pain. And that's the whole point. The Midrash says the only reason that Ribono Shel Olam picks this mitzvah, that he says in the Torah, Ki gerim heitem be'es Mitzrayim. I'm going to give you this mitzvah because at this moment, you know what Eved is all about. You understand what Eved is all about. But if I give you this mitzvah later on, now you're under Ananiah Kavod, the man is coming from Shomayim, you have the Arrowhead water, very young, you don't understand, you forgot already. But now I have to give you so you realize what the Eved is all about. Something that sometimes even, you know, you don't bother. Don't bother. You know, to really feel, you know, what somebody else is going through, it's a matana. It's a gift. To feel, you know, wow, you know, what is it to do? What can I do? And that's what exactly we have to work on. Is that a shame? Bring Ahavat Chinam Ben Am Yisrael. Is that a shame? Shesh Baruch Hu. We'll have Al Rachamim Al Kol Am Yisrael. Is that a shame? Yeshomer Marim Ba'adam B'Kol HaOlam. And Yisrael, is that a shame? V'chodesh Manis Semachot B'Sorot Tovot. Amen Ki Yatzom. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.